from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Gordo.
We're back.
What do you say?
McFarlane!
If there was ever a time in our lives we've ever needed McFarlane, it is today. And it's not because I went out after the game last night. It's just because the Red Sox, we are in the stretch drive. Yes, this is crunch time. What are you going to say?
Is it fork in the road Saturday?
It feels like every day that ends with a Y is fork in the road. It definitely, we were saying this, it definitely... I sat down, and by the way, I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo from Play Tessie. Jacob, not intern Jacob, producer Jacob now. Congratulations, Jacob.
Appreciate it. McFarlane.
You still got a ways to go, my friend.
That's how you elevate to full-time. Once you get that.
Yeah, he got better. He got better. Yeah. It's almost
definitely
like
better than it was. That's how he got to part.
Someone's like inside his body throwing it out of his mouth. But, you know, it's like, it's still tough. It's still tough, but we're getting there.
You got to think about it like a slingshot. You got to pull it all the way back. You can't release it when it's halfway back. You got to get it all the way back.
Just let it go. Yeah. Just let it go. And much like that. Much like this, having the vibes and just letting it go, I am just going to let it go and just say, yes, I am the person who reminds everyone it's 162, it's a long season, it's all of the above. But the reality is that it is fork in the road, whatever day you want to pick. If I said to you before, Gordo, that you had Monday, they lost Monday.
In brutal fashion.
And they were 4.5 back then. Four and a half back. That absolutely felt like fork in the road Tuesday. Absolutely. And I don't think there's any question about it. And I wrote this. I said, listen, I get it. I get how long a season is. I try not to be reactionary. Because every time you do, you are burnt the next day. And this team is burning us all the time, right? What did Bernardino say? They're zombies. Yes.
Yeah.
Super.
Big time.
But at the same time, why I applaud them. Congratulations, Red Sox. I applaud them for having resilience and coming back and all of that. You cannot have any slip-ups. You cannot lose series because you have two teams in the Twins and the Royals. They're sitting there, although that might be their saving grace.
Well, is it now three? Because look, the Royals, have you seen the Royals are only one behind the Guardians now?
Yeah.
We have to start looking at them now, too. I think we do.
Well, and we're going to look at the Twins and Royals schedule, and now we have to look at the Guardians, they had...
Humbled.
They were the best team in baseball record-wise, right?
Yeah, they sure were.
They were the best team in baseball record-wise. And then you're saying, like, how is that possible? And, oh, yeah, you know, we get Logan Webb. No, not Logan Webb. Who'd they get at the deadline? Alex Cobb. I always get those two mixed.
Alex Cobb, and now he's
hurt. They definitely did not get Logan Webb.
No,
Alex Cobb, they get Alex Cobb. Now he's hurt.
Yeah.
You got Matthew Boyd. Okay.
He might still be making start. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about the Guardians right now. The point.
Oh, they got a who's the guy from the Nationals? Hits left-handed pitching.
Alex Thomas.
No, not Alex Thomas.
Lane Thomas.
Lane Thomas.
Again, we have started the show so poorly because we're talking about the Cleveland Guardians roster. But still, I want to say this from the bottom of my soul is that this is it. This is it. As we knew that when Gordo's wedding was going to take place, and that's going to take place when?
A week from Monday. Guaranteed that is the ultimate fork in the road.
Everybody wanted to know, where will the Red Sox be in the standings on the date of Gordo's wedding?
I'm going to say, okay, we'll be about a month left in the regular season. If they have a month left, I'm trying to think of the ultimate borderline games back number. I think it'll be 3.5 on wedding day. And then whoever they're 3.5 back from will lose that game. The Red Sox play at night that day. I don't know when everyone else is playing, but that's going to be the ultimate fork in the road game is occurring during the reception.
Ooh,
that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Are they going to stay 3.5 back or maybe fall back 4.5?
All right. Okay. All right. Here's what I want. And I want everyone to weigh in. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show, all radio show. You can listen to the podcast. We do it every single day. The one that dropped today, old friend Nick Green. Remember Nick Green?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on the podcast today. So I want you, number one, Gordo, to do what you just did. You say, where are the Red Sox going to be on that day, on the day where we are celebrating your nuptials, your wedding bliss? Also, the other thing, where will Rich Hill be?
Oh, Rich Hill will be up.
Oh, he will?
I think he's going to be up.
All right. You know what the thing is?
Actually, wait. That's only 1 week. No, he won't be up yet.
Well, he better be.
Why?
Because September, man. This was his whole goal.
Okay, wait. He has to be in the organization.
No. He has to be on the...
He has to be on the 40?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He has to be on the 40 or on the 60-day IL.
Yeah.
Obviously can't be.
Yeah, yeah. So... And which is a perfect segue for the news that we have. The only place, I don't even think he talked to reporters after the game yesterday. The only place you can get Rich Hill talking about what he did, how he felt after his first appearance in a uniform on a mound as a professional baseball player this year, last night. In Norfolk, the only place that is right here in the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Rich Hill's calling in at 1 to give us the what's what.
Love it.
Yeah. So, but it is interesting because I was doing the Nesson pregame show with Papelbon, who you said is on the TV broadcast today, right?
Yeah, I think I heard at the end of the game Papel will be on the broadcast.
God bless him. All right, I'm sure he's going to do an awesome job. But I was on with him yesterday along with Adam Pellerin and Jim Rice. And they brought up Rich Hill, and they were playing live Rich Hill. As we were talking, it was going on. And it was like, it might as well have been a Rich Hill highlight film. It was. First of all, anyone who likes quick baseball should be hoping Rich Hill gets up here. I forget about Cooper Criswell.
I was going to say them piggybacking each other this game.
It was unbelievable. It was boom, 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 boom. But then you're watching him. And I get it. It's AAA hitters. I get it. Whatever. But it was fascinating to watch. I know that his fastball, what it was, averaged like 87?
87, I think.
87, yeah. So, but it was, Gordo, it was fascinating to watch because he was literally throwing that 87-mile-an-hour fastball by guys. And then he would drop in this curveball with that, like, leg kicking out from behind him. And... He had a really good outing yesterday. 2 innings, I think. No hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, I think. So good for him. But that's my point. That's the other prediction I want from you. Rich Hill, will he, by the time you have your nuptials, will he be in the major leagues with the Boston Red Sox?
I will say he will definitely be on the 40 man by then. They could add him to the 40 man, but not call him up, and then he's eligible if they wanted to give him like an extra.
Is
he really going to come up after two outings? That's so. I know he's been.
This is how it is.
Well, we'll have to ask. I know.
Yeah, and this isn't going to be. Nobody's like, oh, well, you know, he's going to start. He's going to go five or six innings. I go back. And like you said, I had Nick Green from the 2009 Red Sox on the podcast today. And I go back to that year, 2009. Paul Byrd is incredible what he did. Paul Byrd did this. He got dropped in from his high school, his kid's high school team, and he pitched six innings, three hits, no runs. It was like August 30th. It was incredible. So there is a historical precedent. Much like you getting married, there is a historical precedent.
Rob, if anyone can do it too, it's Rich Hill. Just based off of his repertoire, done in the past.
What you need is three innings.
Yeah.
Can he get guys out for three innings?
I think he can.
And you talk about you need fresh arms. You need fresh arms. Well, there's no fresher arm than the 44-year-old who's just pitched last night for the Worcester Red Sox.
He's forever fresh. Rich Hill. Hashtag forever fresh.
There you go. All right. Again, if you want to join the show, 617-779-7937. So this Red Sox team, let's get back to that. Last night was just the ultimate. This was the microcosm of every game that we've had to follow up a show with.
Yeah, like every Friday night.
Like we just, for us, it's like, what are we even watching? Like, what are we even doing? We just know that we're going to have to do this show on Saturday, and we're going to have to be like, okay, it's a long series. It's a long season. Let's see what happens Saturday. Hey, Cutter Crawford, go get him. Zach Allen, I know he's tough, but whatever. Like, it'll be okay. Like, we have to do this every single Saturday.
And you know what, Rob? I feel like after every single Saturday, particularly when we do it here,
yeah,
I feel like they always come back.
Well, because we have
that series.
So as we walk through the stands and they're hosing down the place, right, as all great ballparks do. They're hosing down the place. And the only person sitting in the stands as we're walking in is great Peter Gammons.
Legend.
Which you could talk to all day long. We had to do the show, but we could talk to all day long. And so we're just walking through. We're talking to Peter, all of this. But we're getting the vibes of what's happening. And this is why we can have, with great confidence, know what is what when it comes to what is going to happen Saturday and Sunday and going forward. So, that said, I've asked you to make a prediction about your wedding. Not really. I mean, that sounds...
I think the wedding will...
Open bar or no?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, come on.
Doctor!
Let's go.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Anyway, so that is not a prediction. That is a
proclamation. That is a fact.
That's a proclamation.
Yes.
I've asked you a prediction for that, for the Reds, for that, for your wedding, or the Red Sox at your wedding. For Rich Hill, now I am going to ask you, by the time we get through this weekend, Gordo, what is your prediction for this Red Sox team?
You know, I know they're facing Zach Allen and Merrill Kelly, and I know I could eat my words here, but Merrill Kelly's only made a couple of starts since coming off the IL. He's been on the IL since April, so he's still getting back into the swing of things. And Zach Allen has a mid-5 ERA in his last 9 starts. He also recovering from an injury, recently recovered from his injury. I don't think they're names. They're big names and they're really good pitchers, but I don't think it's like you're not facing post.
Are you buying what the Diamondbacks are selling like I am?
Oh, yeah. They might be the best team in the NL.
Ooh.
Like in the post. Like, I don't think it's that crazy. Your World Series proclamation, I don't think that's insane.
Well, part of it, too, and I got to be honest with you,
they're good.
Was like, oh, Jordan Montgomery is going to catch fire in the last stretch. Now that's he's true. In the bullpen. Good job by Max Cerullo of Boston, the Boston Herald, getting Jordan Montgomery. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We need to read that off.
Scott Boras butchered. Yeah.
Butchered his free agency.
Yeah, butchered his free agency. We forget, you know, that. And Mike Hazen, when he came on the Baseballs and Boring podcast, Mike Hazen, of course, the president of baseball operations for the Arizona Diamondbacks, former Red Sox GM, and he came on the Baseballs and Boring podcast, and I said to him in February, what did you put the odds of Jordan Montgomery being signed by you guys? He's like, zero. Zero. I mean, it's...
Well, what would you have said if if in February you were told that Jordan Montgomery was going to sign for what he did, you would also probably said zero.
Yeah, zero. So all of it. Yeah. I mean, it all just happened. Listen, Boris did butcher it.
Yeah,
there's no question about it. And you know who else butchered it? Everybody who was screaming and yelling for Jordan Montgomery here in Red Sox land.
Yeah, that, it's not talked about.
That is a fact. And I do a lot of stupid things. I am wrong a ton. But I said to people, I said, listen, if you can get him at the right price, fine. Fine. But people were getting so twisted about this being, you know what it was? It became the Jordan Montgomery represented something more than what Jordan Montgomery was.
Yes. And if you, I remember back, I remember we had a conversation. We had a few conversations. It was always Montgomery.
Am I right? Did I say this?
No, you did. You were never okay. on the Montgomery train. Yeah. And you said, if you're going to sign someone, I like Blake Snell better. And I was borderline, but I agreed with you. The only thing that held me up a little bit was the pick, but Snell was definitely always the better pitcher. Obviously, coming off of Cy Young, everyone gets scared by the injuries and the walk rate, but that's a guy who's got the stuff. Monty,
you've got the stuff. That's from Boogie Nights. anyway, but
stuff.
I think
Blake Snell's good.
Well, Jordan Montgomery, in case people don't know, once again, we'll pull up Max Cerullo in the Boston Herald talking to Jordan Montgomery, his quote about how Scott Boras butchered the negotiations. But Jordan Montgomery is, as was announced yesterday, is going to the bullpen for the Diamondbacks.
Right in the sixes.
And so my thing with him, I'll say it again, go back to this offseason. And in case anyone wants to call and tell me I'm full of hooey or I know what I'm talking about or no, this wasn't how it is, I'm fascinated because the overall narrative from a lot of smart baseball people too in this medium, in this world, in this broadcast world, right? Jordan Montgomery. It was the idea of Jordan Montgomery. Everyone was upset that the Red Sox weren't the big players, weren't in diving into the deep end with these other teams, right? Yeah. And Jordan Montgomery represented that because he was
the last one left.
Well, he was the last one left, but he also was a fit. He was perceived as a fit, right? Yeah. This is what the Red Sox needed. They needed a guy who could pitch innings. That's the guy who could pitch innings. We needed a guy who you could rely on. Why everybody else, you figured out. He was a guy you thought you could rely on. All of it. And it's obviously been disastrous. And I don't really feel bad for Jordan Montgomery. He's making, what, $25 million something this year. But still, you set yourself up. I was thinking about this. You set yourself up perfectly, as well as you're ever going to set yourself up for a free agent year. And what happens? Because you had the postseason, you had all of that. And what happens?
And no draft pick attached.
No draft pick attached. And now you're going to head back into free agency with this sad trombone of a season.
Did you see what Scott Boras, the statement he said?
Oh, no. What was it?
It was basically like, yeah, I could go into everything that happened if you wanted, but I can't disclose this unless Jordan Montgomery wants me to. But every decision is run by players. Like, they make the decisions, and I just advise them what's out there.
Ooh, I love
it. So he basically
puts it right back on
Jordan
Montgomery.
I love
a good back and forth. Well, speaking of a good back and forth, we are doing the back and forth all day long, all the way up to 3 o'clock, all the way up to John Lyons to go to the pregame show, Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione on the call. The Red Sox taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. We get the lineup coming up. I'm sure Jacob, producer Jacob, is going to give you the lineup in the trending now. We, like we said, we are the only place you can hear the what's what from Rich Hill, his instant reaction, sort of instant reaction a few hours later, about that outing that he had last night from Norfolk. So there's a lot going on. I want you to be part of it because you know why? Because baseball is awesome. Baseball isn't boring. It is the absolute best. It's the absolute best. What a day. What a day it is today.
Are we going to get baseball is the absolute best stickers next year?
No. No, it's not in the budget. Not in the budget.
Too many words?
You know what's in the budget? A trending now. Let's do it, Jacob.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Diamondbacks last night by a score of 12-2. Brian Baio earned the loss after he allowed 5 earned runs in 5 and a third innings. Rob Ref Snyder hit a home run in the loss, and he was quoted as saying, "We stunk it up tonight." After the game, the Sox continue to struggle at home. Their home record sits at 29-33. at Fenway this season. They also sit 3.5 games outside of the third wild card spot as the Minnesota Twins lost 6-1 last night to the Cardinals. Alex Cora had this to say after the game.
Inability to kind of get any momentum going at home. How much does that frustrate you to come home after a good trip and first game out of the chute?
Yeah, today was kind of a blah. Not much going on, right? So we just got to be ready for tomorrow. It's not like for preparation, you know. It's not that we're preparing different on the road. But like I said, you know, we got to figure out here and start playing good baseball at home.
Alex Cora also said that Tyler O'Neill is day-to-day and that he hurt his finger during batting practice prior to yesterday's game. The Sox are back in action today at 4:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Hall of Fame Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming are on the call. Cutter Crawford on the mound for the Sox. Zach Gallen for the Diamondbacks. Here's what the Sox lineup looks like today. Jaron Duran in center field leading off, Abreu in right field, Casas at first, Devers in the cleanup spot playing third base, Ref Snyder at left field, Yoshida DHing, Mickey Gasper making a start at second base, Connor Wong at catcher, Seidan Rafaela at shortstop, and of course Cutter Crawford on the mound for the Sox. Some other games to look for around the MLB with wildcard implications. Cardinals at Twins, 7:10. Phillies at Royals, also at 7:10. Shohei Ohtani joined the 40-40 club last night after hitting a walk-off grand slam against the Rays. College football has begun. Florida State is up 8-0 against Georgia Tech. Patriots preseason continues tomorrow. They play the Commanders at 8 p.m. and the Revolution play tonight against Montreal at 7:30. My name is Jacob Lassner. Rich Kill coming up at 1 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, this is the Baseball is a Boring Show. I'm so jacked up, Gordo. I'm all jacked up on Oreos and chocolate milk. That's the opposite.
Is that what you had for breakfast this morning?
No, I would not do that.
Oh, why not?
Because they make cookies. His body's a temple.
They make Oreo cereal now, I learned. I saw it in a
Walmart. Yeah, I bet. You know what? I just asked you to wolf them down a protein bar, and that's Gordo Play Tessie, the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. You know how many carbs in that bar you're eating? right? If I had a bowl of Oreo cereal, I couldn't eat a carb for like 5 weeks.
How many carbs do you think would be in a bowl of Oreo cereal?
The daily allotment of like 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot. A lot. There's a lot going on. Cereal's a killer. Anyway, you know what's not a killer? This show.
No, never.
No. And by the way, the Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150 official truck of the Red Sox. And we are live here from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park. It's just a glorious, glorious day. Great day for baseball. Last night was one of the best weather nights in all of the year, and all of the schedule, and all of the season. It was awesome. Awesome.
It made me think.
It was a horrific game.
When they were down like 5-2, I was thinking, literally the weather was making me think, oh, this is going to be like a classic Fenway night.
No. You know why? Because Derek White wasn't there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. You can join in, 617-779-7937. There's a lot to talk about, but as always, the guy to lead it off, Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Bradbo. Hey, Gordo. How you guys doing?
Great. You sound a little down, Jeff.
I'm actually. I would say probably 2.5 games out by Gordo's wedding, and I still think they have a run in them. I do think that Alex Cora is the best manager in September, and I know the roster doesn't expand quite the same way, but I'd give him a little credit. So, the thing for me is that I like the team. I like them a lot more than And the thing that, like, if Don Henry and if right now, if they just said, this was the plan, we had to wait, we know you were impatient, but we wanted to get players when we really felt like we knew what we had, and now we're going to go out and we're going to get a couple of brand name pitchers and we're going to that's all we need. And I think everything will be forgotten. Everything will be like, okay, because we have exciting players, we have speed, we have athleticism, again, we have holes. But anyway, I just feel like, if they did that, I'm still worried that they're not. But if they could just say, like, here's where we wanted to be. Now we feel good. We have to cull the herd of all these left-handed hitters. We have to make some moves. We have to do something. So I feel good. So that's my general take.
Well, and Jeff, we go back to that quote when Craig Breslow was taking a ton of heat this offseason. I mean, just taking it, right, for the Jordan Montgomery thing or whatever it was. And he's like, this is not necessarily predictive of how it's going to be in other off seasons. And I do think that for him to say that, like, he has to at least feel it. Now, I think they could absolutely take a right-hand turn like they did in November of this year and take a different approach. But still, I do think that they understand what they have. And not only understand what they have and say, hey, yeah, we're going to run out all these young guys. It's going to be great. They understand what they have in terms of, yes, this year you still have a chance. You still have a chance this year. But next year entering the season, you aren't talking about an over-under of 78.5 wins. Oh, like, you are talking about a team that will be legitimately considered like on par with the Orioles. Or that's how it should be anyway. I mean, if
they play their cards right.
Right. I mean, look, Jeff. We've talked to each other enough that you probably know. Like, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to say, oh, absolutely, that prospect is going to be unbelievable. But right. there is that vibe of there are guys in this group that are going to help them next year definitively. And the guy who I don't want to be the guy who's jumping on this bandwagon, but I can't help it. The kid Christian Campbell, who is tearing up AAA, who is a college player who is advanced. This isn't a 20-year-old. This is a kid who was drafted out of college, right? Correct?
Yeah, drafted out of college.
Out of Georgia Tech.
And so
you have that hole to fill, right? The hole that we thought Von Grissom was going to fill. Why not? Like, why not? That is step one. So,
well, here's the beauty of it, Rob, is like you look at next year, everyone had the kind of the middle infield of Trevor Story and Marcelo Meyer. And like, obviously, you can pick where you put each one. But the issue is those guys have both shown that they will get hurt. And you don't want to be in a position where one of those guys goes down, you don't know what to do. But when you got a guy like Christian Campbell who is ready to go, and obviously hopefully Von Grissom has a better spring training and season next year than he has this year, they've got options. They're not going to be in a position where guys go down and then you just don't really know where.
Jeff, let me ask you this, all right?
Yes.
So we had talked about you. They need to invest, right? You're in position to invest. If this is not predictive of what's going to happen in the future, then sure, okay, now you're going to invest next year. What should they invest in? I was asked this on the show the other day, and I'm like, okay, you know, I think a legitimate starting pitcher. You know, but I'm curious for you, what would you want them to actually say, this is our big ticket item we're going to go after?
Well, I think a starting pitcher, I'm also a closer. I'm a little worried about the Liam Hendricks experiment. Like, I really want, like, a legit closer. Like, we know we have that, because they're not going to re-sign Henley. Henley, rather. So to me, I'd want that. And I still would like a right-handed, you know, hitter.
Well, they got some serious juggling to do, right, with this roster. Yep. I mean, there's no question about it. But, Jeff, we got to move on. Yeah, always good.
Yeah. Here we go.
No.
All right.
No. Say. Go ahead.
The Marcel Mayer thing, the only thing, like, he was the guy that was supposed to be our exciting young player, and everybody wanted to protect him. Now we're seeing, you know, Duran. Now we're seeing Rafaela. Now we're seeing, you know, Roman Anthony. We're seeing these guys. So to me, you know, maybe Marcel, you know, I do worry about him being hurt all the time. Like, maybe he is a guy that you look to trade. Like, maybe he, you know, one time he was like, there's no way. But now I feel like we've got exciting young players to watch. I don't, you know, I'm open to it. That's all.
Say congratulations to Gordo on his impending nuptials.
Congratulations, Gordo. Good luck.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeff, always good to hear from you. The awesome right. Jeff in Watertown. Awesome. But, you know, I also always hesitate to do this embarrassment of riches thing, because it never works out that way.
That's why you have to have it, because when you have an embarrassment of riches, that's when finally have.
This embarrassment of riches is a little bit different, because this it's like, oh well, what are you going to do with all these left-handed bats? It's like, it'll work itself out. It's really, really difficult to figure out a way how this is going to work itself out, Gordo.
Well, it's going to be through injuries. That's the only way.
No, but this
long term, I don't know.
I'm talking about going forward. I'm not. Yeah,
you got to wait. I don't.
You play this out
with those guys at least.
Yeah, you have Abreu. You have Duran. You have Anthony. You have.
Rafaela. Are you saying for left-handed hitters?
Left-handed hitters.
You're going for outfield.
Yeah.
For left-handed hitters, you keep going. Devers, Casas, Meyer, Teal.
Oh, Meyer's not.
Meyer hits left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, like, if you look to next year, let's just put the big three in the lineup. The only right-handed bats would be Rafaela, Story, and that's it.
Yeah. We're talking about the here, the now. I know we're talking about the importance of what is going on here at Fenway Park today, which is important. It is fork in the road Saturday. It's fork in the road Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Keep it going.
Yeah. So I understand that. But also, it is part the subsection of this season is absolutely more so than I think that any year that I can remember is what is happening down in the minor leagues. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is even more than the guys that you have now, more than Casas and Rafaela and Duran and Abreu. More than that. Like, you have these other guys. You have these guys who we have been on our radar all season long. Like, every game, Gordo, you're on the socials. Congratulations. You made it. You're on the socials. Like, it's every night. It's here's what's happening in the Red Sox game. Here's what's happening in Worcester and Portland.
More so than ever.
More so than ever. More so than ever. All right. David in Marshfield. Hey, David. How are you? Thanks for hanging on.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great, great.
Good, good.
All right. So I want to talk to you guys about the 44-year-old Rich Hill. And I want to tell you from my personal experience, 44 ain't that old.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
First baseball game I ever saw involved a 47-year-old pitcher coming in the top of the seventh, or bottom of the seventh, rather, and shutting down for three innings on one hit the New York Yankees, who had won four straight. And
don't tell me. Don't tell me. Satchel Paige.
All right, I won't.
Satchel Paige.
Indeed. Satchel wow. Paige.
Nailed it. You were going to say Jamie Moyer.
I was trying to think of who we could be talking because I'm trying to figure out how old you are based on your voice. I don't know.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something else about Satchel. I have a friend whose uncle played with Satchel in the Negro Leagues. And apparently Satchel did not actually adhere to the TB12 diet. Apparently Satchel was more inclined to the brown liquids at various times during the day diet.
Ooh.
And yet somehow, well, I mean, you know, I got to say I'm with Satchel on that one.
Yeah, listen, it worked for Doc Ellis and Oil Can Boyd.
I was going to say, Oil Can Boyd takes this stuff further.
Well, what can I tell you? I mean, to be honest with you, the only reason that Satchel did not come back the next season at age 48 was he was in a car crash in Florida during spring training for the Orioles. And otherwise, he'd probably, as far as I can tell, still be pitching at 120.
Yeah,
he was amazing.
David, thank you for the memories. And honestly, like Satchel Paige, in case the youngs like yourself, Satchel Paige is an iconic figure in baseball. And now, when we're mentioning Rich Hill, who was joining us at 1 o'clock, I would not evoke Satchel Paige comparisons. I would more invoke, like I said, Paul Byrd in 2009.
I would not invoke Satchel Paige, but Paul Byrd.
Paul Byrd. Listen, let me tell you some stories about Paul Byrd, all right? But it is, as we said, it's a fascinating, the Rich Hill dynamic. When you, and in case anyone didn't see the highlights or watch it live yesterday, it was fun, man. Like, we were on the Nesson set watching this, and I could have watched that, not only because I like Rich, but just because you have this guy, and you remember, he's 44 years old, which, yes, in life, that's not old. But in baseball, it's ancient. He is literally the oldest professional athlete in any of the four major sports.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, once Brady left, he became the oldest. So you're watching this guy, and you're watching him, and he's throwing, and he's you know how, like, he swings his leg out, like, it's like you want, he's putting every ounce of effort behind every pitch, fastball, curveball, whatever. It was just fascinating to watch. And I don't know if he's going to make it up here. I don't know. We talked about it before. I think it's a little bit of a race against time. I do. And you always have to ask yourself when it comes to the roster spots. You only get two roster spots in September now.
And only one can be a pitcher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and so you have that dynamic. Now you're going to have to figure out who are you taking the place of? And this isn't like an embarrassment of Rich's thing. This is like, okay, this guy – for instance, is Rich Hill more valuable than Joely Rodriguez, who's on the team right now and back on the 40-man roster right now? Is he more important than Joely Rodriguez?
I mean, that's a tough one, because also if you can't just option
you've been,
Joely.
You've been seduced by Joely Rodriguez.
I love Joely.
Why can't you option Joely?
Because it's like last time when you have to DFM. He's got to make it through the
right. Why can't you? I mean, this.
Oh, you're saying why can't? Yeah, like, yeah. What do you have against DFM, Joely? I don't know. It's like, are you?
These are the hard questions.
How he pitches.
Much like
I have another question.
Much like open bar versus non-open bar.
Oh, that's
these are the difficult questions that you're gonna have to fix.
That's not a difficult question.
It's because your wife to be is paying for it.
Oh, you don't know that. No. They're very...
Ooh, Judge Gordo's coming in. Oh, let's go.
We have an arrangement.
All right. Go ahead.
Cam Boozer, not healthy right now. Don't know his status. I feel like we haven't heard anything about him in a while.
60-day.
He's not on the 60-day.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying put him on the 60-day. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to put him. I mean, it just depends. Because, like, if he's healthy, that's a left-hander that then steps in front of Rich Hill. If he's not healthy, then. Yeah.
We haven't. You're right. We haven't heard anything. An elbow.
I know. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either. Anyway, before we go to a break, David in the car. David, always good to hear from you, my friend. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. So here's the thing on the Red Sox that I think the Red Sox made a mistake. They signed Alex Cora too soon, and I'll tell you why, in my opinion, that is. I think they should have, at the deadline, they should have traded whatever, negotiated whatever they need that Alex wanted. But they should have let Alex play for a contract, and he would have been playing for two contracts, one here and one elsewhere. And then at the end of the year, if he finished well, championship, at least not in a run for it, then now you sign him to a long term. I think by them signing him at that point, it got him comfortable. I think the managing is taking a back step, you know, the players as well. And I think it's going to backfire. And we just signed him for 3 years, and I don't think we're going to go anywhere this year.
David,
it's going to be harder to move from him.
David, I'm legitimately fascinated by, because we don't typically say, oh, well, I think that manager was having a good year, and then he's taking a back step, right? So I wanted to know from your perception of this, what have you seen since he signed this deal that he has changed?
He's not managing the guys the way he needs to. So they're lacking some talent, okay? But you got to work with what you have at the end of the day. And it's like anything else in life and business. You get comfortable when you know you're not going anywhere. When you know you need to go somewhere possibly, you tend to perform better and focus more. And I find that some of that went away. I really do.
Like what specifically?
Yeah, I mean,
they haven't been winning as much, but like it's pretty clear that a lot of that is due to
not getting the guys. I don't find he's getting the guys to perform the way he needs to, the way he's done it in the past, and even himself. I don't see it. I don't.
All right, well, David, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, I don't usually hear that take. Like either a manager is managing, usually that's the way he manages. Like for instance, Scott Service got let go by the Mariners. Like there was, that's who he was, and he was getting heat for being too passive, basically being too passive, you know, not being able to motivate guys the right way, which okay, they've moved on, but I don't think that anyone, I mean, we don't have tangible analytics to back this up about, oh no, this is before All-Star break and after All-Star break, this is how Alex Cora is managing. I think he's managing the same way. I do.
Oh, I agree. If anything, he's being even more aggressive because the situation's...
You know what's weird, though? Netflix has not been around nearly as much. Nearly as much.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not nearly as much. But they got the good stuff from the Alcora, you know, negotiations or whatever it is. It's still going to be... I think it's going to be really, really good. Well, speaking of really, really good, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. It's really, really good. Rich Hill is joining us at 1 o'clock. The only place... You can hear exactly what happened in Norfolk, Virginia last night, the home of a lot of aircraft carriers. Have you ever been in Norfolk?
Can't say I have.
Well, it was number two on your honeymoon list after the Dominican True. Republic.
Close second.
Let's take a tour of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And that's not code. All right. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show, 617-779-7937. We'll be back right after this. All right. Welcome back to the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. At BB Isn't Boring. At BB Isn't Boring is the socials. Go to them. And also, Gordo of Play Tessie, the official Red Sox podcast of WEI, is here. Say hello, Gordo.
What's going on?
You give the socials, Gordo.
At BOS Sports Gordo and at Play Tessie, all the platforms.
All right, there you go. So we all love it. It's great content. They set the scene for the entire year by getting Tristan Casas to admit that he would eat Jaren Duran.
That is true.
Congratulations.
Before any of this happened,
no,
that happened.
That if that is not on the Netflix show,
it has to.
I mean, how could it not be?
They're not doing
that.
Did
you sign the waiver yet? I mean, this.
No, they haven't brought me a waiver.
You got to. They aren't trying if they aren't putting that on.
I know.
Let's go. All right. Like we said, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We're going to be on with you till 3 o'clock. And then John Lyons takes over for the pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione on the call on Fork in the Road Tuesday. I'm sorry. It was Fork in the Road Tuesday. It's Fork in the Road Saturday. Red Sox 3.5 back of the Minnesota Twins. 4.5 back of the Kansas City Royals. 5.5 back of the Guardian?
Yeah.
5.5?
Although they're leading the division, so technically.
Yeah.
Technically not, but yes.
Okay. Well, all of these teams you have to keep your eye on.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you have to win series. You have to win games. And the team that I had proclaimed would win the World Series about a month ago, the Diamondbacks.
Right here.
They're right here. They're a tough team to beat. Tough team to beat.
It's crazy. They have all these guys down. You look at Marte, you look at Walker, you look at Moreno, and their lineup is still
well.
It's still
they have if you go, I love talking post trade deadline, and that's what Mike Hazen came on the Baseballs and Boring podcast and talked about this, because last year when they went to the World Series, they made the move for Seawall, but they didn't make a move for a starting pitcher.
Right.
But they lost 9 in a row. The Diamondbacks lost 9 in a row right after the deadline. And that is the worst time to lose 9 in a row in the entire season, because you're helpless. You're like, oh my goodness, this isn't going to work. It's like the Pirates this year.
Yeah.
You made a couple moves and then you just fall off a cliff. But this year, they make the move for A.J. Puck, who's been really, really good.
He's so good.
Bullpen, right? Josh Bell, we saw last night. He's a good hitter. He's helped make up for the loss of Christian Walker. And they have the best, and people don't understand who are coming to Fenway Park today, and we're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios here at Fenway Park, that the Diamondbacks, the team that is playing, has the best record in all of baseball since the trade deadline. The best record.
It's they've been basically unstoppable since that point.
And do you think that the average Joe Schmo, no offense to Joe Braverman, the average Joe Schmo knows that you're facing, oh, you're just like, oh, this is a nice
it's
little
the
team.
Diamondbacks. They're not in first place in their division. The Dodgers are in first. It's the Dodgers division.
So I'm going to get to the calls, but and we're going to have Rich Hill at the top of the hour as well. But one of the conversations, you mentioned the Dodgers. You saw the Ohtani thing last night.
What, the Grand Slam?
I thought walk-off Grand Slam.
Yeah.
40-40, right? So I did a podcast earlier this week where I proclaimed, let it be said, let it be done, Bobby Witt Jr. as the best player in baseball. And so now I think there is a legitimate, awesome debate. The best player in baseball, Bobby Witt Jr. or Shohei Ohtani. Hold that thought. Don't say anything yet. We got to go to the calls. Let's go to David in Florida. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, Brad, bro.
What's up, my man?
Yeah, Joe Schmo. Joe is still a schmo as far as I'm concerned. Joe will always be a schmo. So how you doing?
I disagree, but you go know, ahead. Joe will not always be a schmo. Yeah, okay.
Joe's
but,
that dude. Joe's
yeah, what
that
what dude. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
This thing about Jansen playing Monday, this is just bizarre. But something that bothers me about it, Cora's perspective on it. What's more important to Alex, making history or winning games, especially since the context of the season? I mean, did you hear his quote about it?
Yeah, he wants to make history.
It's a what? Yeah, it's a doubleheader. Yeah, you're going to play one catcher.
I mean, he's going to play anyway. It just happens. He's just, come on, David. He's just leading into
no.
it. He's going to play. He would have played him if it was history or not.
He was getting one of those games no matter what. Why not make history?
Yeah, well, why play? I mean, but if the lineups facilitate it, fine. But just to put him in just to make history is prioritizing the wrong
you know
thing.
What, you know what?
Both the catchers are right-handed.
Yeah, and do you know what Danny Jansen's ERA, catcher ERA, is with who's pitching on Monday?
I don't know.
Tanner Houck? Is that Houck?
Well, it's a doubleheader, so I don't know. I don't know if we know who's going to pitch each
game. Yeah, well, whatever. So, David, I'm not going to waste any more time on this. This is ridiculous.
I got one more question about it.
What do you got?
The next level is that, how is this going to work out? He's supposed to be batting and catching at the same time, or because Reese Witherspoon was the actual I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but
that might have been the best sentence of all time. I don't even know what you're saying. All right, hold on. No. Thanks, David. Thanks for the call.
We need
to
Reese Witherspoon to put on the gear.
Can we?
She'll catch the at bat.
Jacob, please rack that sentence he just said. I don't have no idea what he just said, but I feel like we should put that in a time capsule and say, this is what the Baseballs and Boring Show is all about.
All right.
All right, let's go to Joe and Lowell.
That's good.
Joe, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I want to piggyback a little bit off the previous call, and not David, that's one, the other David. But I do believe that there's something to be said about that contract extension and the pressure being taken off. And the fact that the team maybe felt that their skipper was disrespected by not having the contract, and it gave them a little chip to play. Now they took that wind out of their sails, and I don't know, but it seems to me there's something going on with that. They say
Joe. So here's the thing. Like, I'm open to like having this conversation. It's fine, but here's the thing. The first problem is that you don't have tangible analytics or evidence like this is how Alex Cora is managing. He's managing significantly different. The eye test, I think, Gordo, you would agree with me. Like, I don't feel like the eye test suggests that he's managing any different. The biggest difference is that their bullpen was running on fumes. Their bullpen, he was managing the best he could with a significantly worse bullpen than he was before he signed the deal, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also the key here is if there was evidence that the players had sort of taken their foot off the gas, and I'm not talking about they're losing games. I'm talking about like you're getting stories of guys.
You're right. Look at what happened. What happened in here. Like the counter to all these two calls. Thank you. is Houston. The counter to these two calls is what happened in Houston.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's a good point.
Like that is whether that's the players, the manager, whatever it is. But anyway, Wally in Fall River. Real quick, Wally, because we got to get to Rich Hill at the top of the hour. What's happening?
Yeah, what's up, Bradford? I mean, the real crux of this season, they can't win at home, Bradford. You know that. If we were 5 or 6 games over, and this team ain't capable of winning 8 or 9 in a row, you gotta hope other teams lose. But even if some miracle they do win the third wild card, they're not going to go far. You don't have an ace. You don't have a strong starting rotation. It's all 2 and 3, not even 2 and 3, 3 and 4 starters. So, it'd be bittersweet if we got in the playoffs and get our heads bashed in. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens down the end here. You have to win yourself. You can't depend on other teams doing your dirty work for you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Wall. I mean, today's an interesting game because not only it really would behoove the Red Sox to win, but the pitching matchup, we talk about the Diamondbacks, making the case for the Diamondbacks. Well, making the case for the Diamondbacks is we've seen what happened last year with the Arizona, with Philadelphia, with Texas. You line up your good starters and you go for it, right? Eovaldi, Montgomery, go down the list. With Arizona, it was Gallen, it was Kelly, it was Fought, and then they sort of ran out of steam after that. But they're set up, they have Gallen, they have Kelly, they have Eduardo Rodriguez right now, who's back and pitching well. And you have Fought as well. And now, you know, who were they filling in? The kid yesterday.
The kid yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So the point is, what makes today interesting is if you want to have that narrative, do you have enough starting pitching to make a run if you get there? Well, the guy pitching for the Red Sox today has to be that guy that Zach Gallen was last year. And Zach Gallen, if they want to make a run, has to be the guy that he was last year. I think it's going to be a fascinating game. It's a fascinating show, and it's going to be a fascinating conversation with Rich Hill. The only place you can hear what happened in Norfolk, Virginia. I mean, baseball-wise, I don't know what else happened in Norfolk, Virginia. The only place that you can hear what happened in Norfolk, Virginia last night on the baseball field. Rich Hill, he's coming up next. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show.
How is this going to work out? He's supposed to be batting and catching at the same time, because Reese Witherspoon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.